Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 50, The Lamb and the 144,000, Revelation chapter 14, verses 1 through 5. Verse 1 says, "Then I looked, and there before me was the Lamb," that's Jesus, obviously, "standing on Mount Zion." Now, Mount Zion, as far as I'm concerned, that is literal Mount Zion in present-day Israel, although some people believe that it is the Mount Zion, a spiritual one that is in the heavenlies. "And with him were 144,000 who had his name and his father's name on their foreheads." Now, it's debatable whether this 144,000 people, which we will see are men, are the same 144,000 that are in chapter 7. They might well be. That's probably the most popular thinking, but there are a number of scholars who believe this is a separate and distinct group, and I am tending to lean that way, although I could be wrong. The reason why I'm tending to lean that way at the moment is because, and you can do this research for yourself, if you compare what is said about the 144,000 in chapter 7, what is said about the 144,000 here in chapter 14, there are some variations that might suggest there are two different groups. And why would two different groups have exactly the same number? Well, 144,000, I believe, is a special number in the economy of God, and God can do whatever he wants. He can have two groups of 144,000 if he so desires. Verse 2, "And I heard a sound from heaven like the roar of rushing waters and like a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps." So John heard this loud thunderous sound, but it sounded like a bunch of harpists singing or playing their instrument. Now that's important when it comes to the next verse. The next verse 3 says, "And they sang a new song." Now, who is they referring to? Some people believe it's 144,000, but really, in context, we have just been introduced in verse 2 to the harpists. It only makes sense the pronoun they in verse 3 refers to the harpists and not to the 144,000. So verse 3 says, "And they," meaning the harpists, "sang a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures, and the elders. No one could learn the song except for the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth." So the harpists appear to me to be playing the music for the 144,000 who I believe are on the earth at this particular time. Now, again, some people believe that this setting is in heaven, and they may well be right, because we have the harpist in heaven, so why wouldn't the 144,000 be in heaven? If this is on earth, what we have is a picture of the end of the book of Revelation, but in reality we haven't finished the last half of the tribulation as yet. We are still in that interlude, that period in the book of Revelation, where we're picking up some important facts we need to know before we go into the last half of the tribulation. Verse 4, "These are those who did not defile themselves with women." That means they must be men. "For they kept themselves pure." The word defiled here is actually the Greek word that's translated as virgin anywhere else. It's the only place in the New Testament where the Greek word translated as virgin is applied to men. So the point that I believe these are, and there's two points to be considered here, either these are virgin men, never married, it could be the case, or they're married men who have never committed adultery. The Greek would tend to suggest they are unmarried men, but that is still a debatable point. I'm tending to believe that these were married men, because there's nothing wrong with having sex with your wife. You don't call that defilement. Other than the fact the Greek word is the word for virgin, so in that sense, maybe these are unmarried men. "They follow the Lamb wherever he goes," So there's something special about these 144,000. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes, suggesting to me that not everybody who have been redeemed follow the Lamb everywhere he goes. They were purchased from among men and offered as first fruits to God and the Lamb. No lie was found in their lips. They were blameless. Some people view this chapter symbolically, that the 144,000 are all redeemed people, and this is a mid-tribulation rapture. I don't see it that way, but the word first fruit does suggest that these are special men that were raised prior to the rest of the redeemed population.